shit!
The pilot's visor saved his eyes from the sparks of the exploding control panel in front of him. He looked over his shoulder at the flames shooting out of the exhaust port in the rear of the ship.
Oh, hell.
And saw, against the starfield, the enormous silhouette of the Ariopan cruiser Thunderer. On the cold, minimalistic white bridge of the Thunderer, the tiny Lucy Maxon tumbled aimlessly across the massive viewscreen. Smaller screens to either side showed schematics of the ruined ship and its registered name, and a picture of the pilot and his registered name, Isaac Stelling. The man in charge regarded the viewscreen dispassionately. He was tall and broad-shouldered and stood at parade rest, feet apart, hands clasped behind his back. He had a physique that seemed genetically engineered to wear a uniform. His jaw was chiseled, his dark hair neat.
Increased magnification.
Yes, sir.
The forward camera zoomed in on the Lucy Maxon, and the flame-belching afterburners filled the screen. The man in charge smiled. It was the sort of smile that would make a prey animal give up instead of running.
Close in and prepare the tractor cables.
Isaac Stelling was remarkably relaxed as he gazed through the cockpit canopy. Remarkable because his entire field of vision was dominated by the gray forward hull of the Thunderer.
Terminate flight and prepare for docking.
Yep.
Half a kilometer away, a tiny hatch opened in the hull, and a tiny puff of propellant burst out of it. It was several seconds before Stelling could even see the suction cup trailing its cable. The progress of the tractor through space was so mesmerizing that he was startled when it made contact. The winch inside the cruiser sucked up the slack in the cable, and the Lucy Maxon started gliding toward the Thunderer. Stelling slumped in his command chair and dropped his head into his hand.
I was hoping to meet with the Admiralty's top brass.
Zygia Station bobbed in the ocean of space like an abandoned shipping container. The sign advertising the parking bay was in a style that had gone out of fashion long ago. The exterior was pitted by several decades worth of micrometeorite damage that wasn't serious enough to fix. Still, traffic in and out of the station was constant. Zygia was the place to go to conduct business outside interplanetary boundaries, with their inconvenient rules, regulations, and taxation. For the most part, the Admiralty looked the other way. Zygia Station was just too small to bother with. Inside the station, the metal walkway known as the Promenade was sparsely populated by galactic citizens who slithered, flopped, and walked, after a fashion, using varying numbers and combinations of limbs. One of the bipedal walkers was a dark-skinned human female of medium height. Her clothing was basic utilitarian shipwear, boots, snug trousers, short jacket. A thick utility belt buckled around her waist. The only garment that seemed slightly out of place was a hooded cloak fastened around her shoulders. It was far from a fashion statement, however. The cloak concealed the weapon in its holster on the back of the utility belt. Her cloud of black hair was mostly twisted into a manageable knot on the back of her head, but one errant rope flopped over her forehead. Her face was long, with a strong jaw, arched nose, and full lips. But her large dark eyes were haunted, and constantly darted glances at the figures walking by. She looked down at one of her companions.
Are you kidding me, Vado?
It's junk, Elida.
The top of Vado's head barely came up to Elida's utility belt. His round, tuberous body and spindly limbs were encased in an environment suit that kept him from dehydrating.
Yes, it is literally junk. But Vado, this is some great friggin' junk.
Vado's tiny, slitted eyes peered up at Elida through the greenish face mask of the E-suit.
Bring me something variable, and then we'll talk. Till then...
Alita's fist clenched, and then relaxed as she looked up into the inscrutable gray-feathered face of Vogel, Vado's bodyguard. With his yellow beak and beady black eyes, he bore a passing resemblance to a bird, but he was 2.5 meters tall, and instead of wings, he had arms. Each of them was as big around as Alita's body.
I'm not going to let you cheat me again.
Vado turned and started walking. Elida stormed after him,